back with Richie and Wes. He's Wes.
He's Richie.
I got you mid-sip. Sorry.
I was like just about to sip. This is what they do on SNL when they try to get each other to mess up or laugh or whatever. I always say he's Richie and you always say he's Wes. Afterwards, right.
Yeah.
Try to mess me up.
My bad.
He got me, girls. He got me.
I don't know where we're at. It's fine.
Yeah. No, it's good. We should try to like, no, we shouldn't. We shouldn't prank each other on the show.
We can do that when you're back and you have stable Wi-Fi.
I also just realized, like, I don't like surprises.
I don't mind them.
Tell me about it first.
I do like a good prank. Just don't prank me with any animals or anything like that. God, right. Have you seen that golf course prank people have been doing?
No.
Oh my God. People have, I'll send you a link when we're off here if I can find it. People have been like pranking their like fathers and older brothers and stuff on golf courses by attaching a realistic looking rubber snake to like the back of their pants. Like they'll hook it real quick, like to the back of the cleat. And they'll be like, oh my God, oh my God. And they'll look behind them and they start running. And it's like the snake is chasing them.
That's a fucking fast snake.
Right? They're just like looking behind them and all they're looking, you know, we were trying to get away from something. You're not looking at it full time. You're glancing back. And either be gaining traction on them or just. And they're falling over trying to hit it with a golf club. And then they'll realize, obviously, like it's not real and it's attached to them, but it's. It's one of the more wholesome, funny pranks I've seen in a while.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of a story of a friend of mine who is terrified of snakes and went on, I think it was the fucking Disney Jungle Adventure, where they pull out the fake snake at one point, like the fake boa constrictor or fake fucking snake or whatever.
Oh, yeah. No, I've never been on that one, and I never will.
It might not have been that one, but it was something like that, something to that degree where they're like, oh, but look out, it's and oh, she not only did she scream, she grabbed an old lady by the shoulders and pushed her in front of her so the snake would get her first.
Survival skills. That lady lived long enough.
She was like, and then I had to ride on the boat with those people. The entire rest of the tour after I tried to sacrifice one to the snake.
Oh my.
Ooh, well, we are a shady Hollywood podcast, and that is some shady shit right there. I love it. Girl.
Oh my God.
Speaking of shade. Everyone has had it out for Coachella this year. I almost feel bad. I don't.
What,
but I almost do.
What have you been seeing? All I've been seeing are just some clips. So, some I really was impressed with, and others I haven't been, and I'll get into that in a minute.
Wow, we've been on different sides of the web, because all I have seen, granted, my Wi-Fi is limited. I am in a, Richie is in LA, and I am in an undisclosed location in Mexico.
He's in a bunker.
I'm under 24-hour security. But there's, all I've seen on this end is everybody completely clowning Coachella this year. All of the, look, I know I'm not like a style icon or whatever, but all of the ridiculous outfits, people go to this shit. Come on. Some people be looking cute. Don't get me wrong. Like my friends that are there look cute. But
as expected.
Yeah. But yeah, some of it is just too much. But also I've seen some really bad clips, like No Doubt performing.
Oh, I've only seen like a small second of like Don't Speak, and I heard people were saying that Gwen's voice ain't what it used to be or something like that.
Well, look, I don't want to be a hater, but Gwen's voice was never what it used to be. You know what I mean? They're a studio band. She's not really known for her like live pipes. Like that's not really a thing about No Doubt.
She does the best. She does well with what she was given. She's one of those artists that understands her lane. And she stays there.
Well, to a degree, I would say. Yeah. I mean, she's definitely taken some heat for appropriation in the past. But Yeah, Gwen was never known as like some knockout live singer. Like she always just had a lot of energy. She always just had like
whatever. A very unique voice. You and knew it was her.
Yeah, she's still doing push-ups on the stage and all that stuff. But right. like they've always been like, granted, I know they started live and they were a garage band and blah blah blah. But the No Doubt, as the masses know them, they know them as a studio band. And they sound really good as a studio band. But live, they're a little bit of a different experience.
Yeah.
That's what happens. That's what happens when you listen to music live.
It is. A lot of these older acts who've been in the business for 20, 30 years, they don't use all the auto-tune that's built into the mics that the new kids do all the time. So it's also going to be a stark contrast when someone's not using those filters on a live stage versus whatever fave is out right now that it's already tuned in the mic.
Oh, right. I mean, I'll say this, even though Gwen like didn't sound great, at least it's not just playback her harmonizing with herself or something.
She sounded fine for me. Fuck, she's fucking 50 years old.
If you were there, I'm sure you'd be having a great fucking time.
Exactly.
That's what a live show is really about.
Yeah, plus things sound better, honestly, in person versus what you're seeing live stream, because you can hear everything in its totality. Nothing's filtered out to kind of balance, and it just kind of works better that way. Well, from one blonde to the next, and this one can actually sing, it's been a big week on Twitter for me. I've been extremely bored on Fun Employment, and I have been just watching random things, getting caught up in interviews. And I posted this clip from this Aubrey O'Day interview. Like, this happened like a month or two ago. And she's on, I don't remember this guy's name. He's a douchebag with like an OnlyFans wife. And he's like, it's weird. He's like a halftime porn star. I don't know. He's kind of one of those bro-y neck tattooed douches.
Oh, okay.
That is like 40 years old, just had a 3-year-old and trying to act like he's, but he's, yeah, whatever. But. So she came on to talk about, you know, everything, the Diddy allegations, yada, yada, yada. And this guy has a habit of kind of making kind of crass jokes about things or kind of treading the line on being politically incorrect. So.
Okay. So now he's not hot anymore. Fine.
No. So he's not really that hot in the first place. So like they're talking about the whole Diddy allegations. And she said, you know, my whole thing, she's like, look. Because he was trying to bait her with the, you know, what do you think about the gay people in hip hop and the gay rappers that are DL? And she's like, you know, she's like, honestly, if you're gay or you want to have sexual relations with a man, that's okay. She's like, I don't care. That's part of your own identity. And he's like, yeah, but you know, like, but it's bad to be secretly gay. She's like, no. She's like, I don't know where you're trying to get out of me with that sentence, but right. No. She's like, if someone doesn't, right? She's like, if someone doesn't feel comfortable with exploring, with like, you know, exploiting that part of their life, that's their business. And if something comes out and it leaks, you know, or whatever, then, you know, maybe, you know, you made a mistake. You should have tightened it up a bit. But no, there's nothing wrong with that either. She's like, all I care about is not if you're sleeping with men and women. That's fine. But is it consensual? Are you having consensual sex with men and women? Cool. But who's being abused is what I'm concerned about. Are you abusing men? Are you abusing women? Are you having non-consensual sex with men and women? And she's like...
Those are different things.
Right? And he just kind of got quiet for a second because she... When I tell you, that girl is media trained. Mm-hmm. Every curveball he would throw, she would pivot that in the most polite way possible. And got him back with her intelligence because he used to have a bunch of OnlyFans girls that's their gig and they don't really have a lot going upstairs a lot of the times. I'm not stigmatizing anyone, but that's just what it is sometimes.
Right. I mean,
but
yeah,
Aubrey's got a brain on her. You're not about to fall into. She's not going to fall into any trap you're throwing at her.
Especially at this point, she's been in the game way too long.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. There's a bitch we won't shade is Aubrey O'Day because
right. She speaks the truth, and she's right. It has been this whole time about that man and the situation in the industry. And so then she's like, I understand, like, back in my day or even back before me, like, in the Biggie days, you know, yeah, that shit wasn't going to fly. She's like, but now you have these fucking dudes called the Island Boys who are fucking two presumably straight men who have the number one like streaming like songs that everyone knows because of fucking TikTok. And what are they doing? And then he's like, I'm just laughing that you chose the Island Boys over like Lil Nas X. She's like, no, because she's like, I chose them because what they're doing is they're getting success off of faking being gay because now these twin brothers are kissing each other and their OnlyFans are popping off and their music is selling. She was like, they're appropriating the culture because they have these like black ass braids and they're two white boys and they're gay baiting. And, you know, so no, it's not even an issue anymore of who's gay and who's not. You could be successfully in the hip hop scene and be out and about. But if you don't want to be, then whatever. Let's focus on the abuse at hand. Let's not focus on if these men are gay, are they not? No. Are they being abusive? That should be the forefront. And that man shut the fuck up on his own show. It was amazing.
I do not disagree. And I will say, I actually used to feel like everyone should be out and everybody should be blah, blah. I kind of realized like that actually is none of my business.
It's really not. I mean, don't be, you know, DL and cheating on your wife and all that other stuff.
Sure. But yeah,
but that's just a fidelity situation.
You like, don't want to like, be out at work, or you don't want to have certain people in your life know things about you. You don't have to let them know. Like, that's not your responsibility.
As long as you're not harming anyone, to do what the fuck you want to do.
Yeah.
But it was great. It was a great time on a podcast situation because he kept trying to interrupt and go elsewhere. And when she straight up said, I don't know where you're trying to go with that sentence, but I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. But what I'm trying to say is,
yeah,
I love seeing people besides us on their own podcast. Not that we ever have to be, because we're not problematic like that.
Exactly.
Ooh, what do you got next?
I still had another Coachella thing that I saw of Grimes.
Oh my God, what now?
Of Grimes. Her whole, like, not only was she a train wreck for her DJ headliner.
Oh my God, I saw someone recreating that.
But she threw
it. But it was. About what?
She was yelling into the microphone.
Someone mispronounce her baby's name?
No, well, that's what someone said. Was she was actually calling out her children's names. But yeah, basically, she just, you know, she's one of the celebrity DJs. And it was a train wreck because someone else pre-programmed everything and she didn't actually know how to use the. I don't fucking know. The point is, it was terrible. It was a train wreck, and it made headlines everywhere, and everybody's talking about it and what she did wrong. She was, like, telling the audience, like, oh, this is really complicated and hard to explain, guys, and, like, having this total meltdown.
Oh, my God. That makes it so much funnier.
Yeah.
Because I did not know the context of that TikTok that I saw, but it was an actual DJ. It's this, like, Asian girl DJ that I guess is phenomenal, but her shtick now is just to make fun of people like her who can't really DJ. So all she put was her caption saying, Grimes at Coachella. And she would just, you could tell she knew what she was doing because of how she was mixing things in. But she was mixing in like random like bullhorns and then a random song into another random song and then like a fire alarm like sound out of nowhere.
But this was kind of worse because the songs just weren't synced for where they were mixed together and what was happening. So it was just a whole like collage of, you know, I mean, that's what a train wreck is.
That's a train wreck, literally. I blame this whole thing on one person, actually. The reason that this year's Coachella is horrible is because the queen of Coachella, Sneaker Knight herself, Vanessa Hudgens, didn't go this year for the first time ever.
No, Vanessa Hudgens, no.
First time in 20 years, she's not gone.
And it was a flop. Wow, why? What happened to her? Did she die?
No, she's actually just pregnant. I mean, did she die? She was the one talking about during the height of COVID. So, you know, death is inevitable. So it why is not inevitable. Just go to? But why not just go to Coachella? I'm like, bitch, no. We don't have a vaccine really yet.
Look, she was just being honest. That bitch. Yeah, I just saw a lot of just poor moments at Coachella, but basically, like, at this point, this is what you want, so enjoy it. Like, the people build up these celebrity DJs, and they give them these headliner positions in these huge, huge, huge venues where there are people who actually have a following, actually know how to use the equipment that they have in front of them.
I mean, I will say that Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams went super cute looking in, like, the matching, like, glittery army, like, ensemble. They just look too cute. So that was adorable. Doja Cat killed it. I saw her set, actually, because everyone was just hyping about it. I'm like, let me go see what this girl's doing. That woman can perform her ass off. I'm not a fan of a lot of her music, but to see her perform, it's, like, next level. So she's been getting shit about shaving her head and shaving her eyebrows and all this stuff. And she came out with a full-on wig down to her ankles, also surrounded by backup dancers, fully covered in the same type of wig that looked like Yetis, though, because they were full-bodied, and it just looked amazing. She took off the wig, like, midway through. There was a mud pit that she and her dancers were dancing in that looked amazing. She is a performer. Just great.
Good for her. I didn't see any of that.
Oh yeah, she was one of the few people that I saw that actually killed it.
That's too bad, actually. You know what? I mean, so many people go to that and experience, like, some amazing shows, so it's a letdown.
Yeah, she was one of the few highlights that I saw flopping around on Twitter. Oh my god. Speaking of flopping around, so we have an update on the Honey Boo Boo saga. We all know what's going on with that, with her mom embezzling money from her and everything. Well, clips from this week's episode popped out, and so just to give some context, Honey Boo Boo's mom, June, had this show called Hot, or like From Hot to Not, because she was losing weight and all this stuff, and then quickly that production pivoted mid-season to change the name to Road to Redemption, because they realized that she was on some heavy narcotics.
Oh my god.
And while she was filming the show, got arrested for having a bunch of meth and meth pipes on her with her boyfriend at the time.
What did they think was going on?
Right.
Come on.
So they literally did a name change mid-season, and they went from Hot to Not to Road to Redemption, and then all this shit's coming out about her daughters and where the fuck is Honey Boo Boo's money, and now it's like
how
family
old is
crisis.
That bitch now? How old?
Honey Boo Boo is now, I think, 19. She's 19 or 20. The main thing is that she's trying to go to college, because she's been doing this since she was 6 years old, because that's when she started out, like, in the TLC universe.
Pageants. Yeah, she was doing the little girl.
Yeah. Yeah, on Toddlers and Tiara. And so they were going over finances, because it got so bad that her oldest sister, mind you, they lost one of their other sisters, like, a year or two ago. So they're still grieving, like, a death of a sister. And then to come to find out that there should be a good $500,000 in one of the accounts, because there were two accounts. One was set up for her in a Coogan account, which is what you have to put a percentage of the earnings into when you have a child, you know, star.
Yeah.
And she used that to support herself. She moved out. She got emancipated from her mom. She also has her older sister as her guardian, because her mom was just a piece of shit. And she was using that for her living expenses. She moved out on her own and paying her bills by herself.
Yeah.
Everything. And so it's this other account that her mom set up after she turned 18 and was supposed to only be able to get a percentage out of, or was only supposed to be taking a percentage out of. She was counting on that to put her through college. So that's where this whole thing is coming from. Because now she only has $33,000.
Wow.
Which only covers, yes. And this is after she's done Dancing with the Stars and two other shows.
Because
they were like, she was like, I've already made $200,000 on Dancing with the Stars. Like, where the fuck is that money at? This is my college money. Like, and she starts, it's sad. She starts crying on camera because she's like, you don't even give a fuck. Like, I'm trying to do something better for myself and, you know, do something for me. And I can only afford 1 year of college after I've been forced to work since I was six. Like, so her oldest sister, who was the protector, went in. She was all, because her mom tried to somehow rationalize, saying, well, you know, well, what if, like, you know, she dropped off and there's like $10,000? And her older sister said, God forbid she wants to make a life decision that's her own and drop out of college and waste $10,000. She's all, you spent $500,000 on a bag of crack, bitch.
My God.
And she, that shut the mom up for a second.
Well, of course.
And then she was just like, and their mom had the audacity, and I'm not even paraphrasing here. She says, look, I don't know why you guys are harping on it. The money's gone. I blew it on my addiction. Woo. And the oldest sister was like, wow, you just don't give a fuck. She's all, she's the reason why you're fucking famous in the first place.
Yeah.
Without her, none of us would have any money. You wouldn't be fucking famous. And that's your reply to it? She's all, well, you know, your bad decisions might have some legal bad reactions because where the fuck is her money? So looks like they're going to be suing the mom, which is good.
That is, like, honestly, I feel like that is what reality star fame can do to a lot of situations, just because, like, some people have no idea how, like, well, I mean, we all know. How do we all fucking know who Honey Boo Boo is? I never even watched that right. fucking show.
But we still know.
Right. No, because she was really, 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 like, famous. She had her whole
yes. moment or whatever. At 6 years old, that's crazy. Yeah. Like, you're literally watching a stage mom and the shit that we read about go out literally right now on camera. It's just sad, those poor girls. I mean, at least she has her older sister, because God knows what happened if she didn't, and then her mom was still in charge of her. Cause...
Well, she needs to make a comeback or something so she can go to college. They need
that's
to
all
do
she
a show.
That's all she wants to do is fucking go to college.
They just need to do a show, Honey Boo Boo Goes to College.
Right?
Happen. Come on, sorry. TLC. Come
TLC
on.
TLC needs to go ahead and pay for that fucking tuition. Education.
Pay her tuition. Make a reality show out of it. She can film, like, her little confessionals throughout the year.
Right. I think it just kind of speaks volumes to how well the sister has raised her. If she's actually, despite still clearly having a TV contract and making a bunch of money, she wants to just be a normal kid and go to college.
God. How wild. Sometimes
all parents aren't good parents, and it's okay to cut ties.
Terrible. I don't know how to break that up. That's like, look at that.
Right?
I know it's drama, and we kind of start with entertainment, but honestly, like, people are fucked up, and that is so sad. Did you know Ozempic is not only used for treating diabetes, too?
But also celebrity weight loss.
We are not sponsored by Ozempic. But they're...
No, we would waste away.
Oh my God, we would both die in like a week.
God.
No, there is, however, I looked this up because I didn't believe it. People were saying this online. I was like, this is all online. People were like, oh my God, all these people using Ozempic for weight loss has actually created a... like... the manufacturing only did so much. Like, there's no more.
Yeah.
There's like a dip or whatever. Like, some people can't get their shit. I'm forgetting the exact word they're using. But there's like a scarcity of Ozempic for people who actually need it for their type 2 diabetes, because so many people are scarfing down their Ozempics.
It's true. It happened last year, but I have ADHD and I have a prescription for Adderall. No one is going to try to reach out to me. No, I actually need this medical. But I couldn't get it for 3 fucking months because they were out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, guess I'll just be scatterbrained all day long and not be able to complete my daily tasks on time. But sure. Okay, let me know when you guys are back in stock. It's great.
Send me a text. Thanks.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God it's nothing more than that. Thank God it wasn't like antidepressant or something. Then that would have just could have been catastrophic for some people. But Jesus.
Oh, completely. And that's so wild that you mentioned that, because I just saw a reel today of some lady, like, granted, she was really freaking the fuck out and throwing shit and knocking shit over about not having her her meds, but maybe she was going through a withdrawal situation.
Yeah, I mean,
can't you go through?
Maybe. I mean, so I know with Adderall, because I have the, I think it's XLR it's called. I am only supposed to use it when I need it. So if like, I would use it if I had to go to work and I had like a big task or whatever. You're not supposed to take it every single day, because then your body gets immune to it and you need a stronger dosage. And it should be just to keep you focused, especially, I mean, at least with my diagnosis. So, and that was explained to me very, very clearly. So I would always have some left over, because I would get it. I was on like a monthly like situation, but that they just put me on, but they were just kind of like bank it in case something does happen to happen. I'm thinking, wait, why would that happen? Lo and behold, it did, and way longer, and I ended up running out of the motherfuckers at the most crucial time that I needed it, Halloween of last year, which was my busiest, most stressful time of the year as far as planning and stuff in my old job. But yeah, but I really thought, like, fuck, what if this was like an antidepressant, something you can't stop, or you're supposed to be on daily, or HIV medication or something that like you can't skip. You're not supposed to. Like,
no, exactly. It's kind of scary, like, how dependent we are on all this shit.
It really is. That's a mess. Oh my god, so I have random video game news.
Okay. Pivot.
And you already know that you're gonna laugh at this one. You already know that I do not play video games whatsoever. Unless I whip out, like, I have, like, a little Sega Genesis that has, like, 155 games that I'm bored. Or we have an arcade area in the living room that I'll play some of the arcade games from time to time.
Yeah.
But, oh my god, I cracked the fuck up at this. Because this follower of mine... So, I guess you can... There are modifications for the Sims games, which I think I played those way back in the day when they first started, you know, the world and all this stuff. Well, they have like modifiers where they can be fucking and shit, and or weird scenarios can happen.
What?
Yes.
Who would want that?
So I guess it's like a violence like modification to where you can like have things happen in the Sims world, like that would happen in the real world. And he said, I have to read this so I could not miss anything. He said, why did my Sim get robbed at her baby shower? Mm-hmm. Nobody helped. Nobody helped at all, just standing around screaming and yelling while the man takes all the gifts away. Fast forward to her giving birth. Why does the person that robbed them is the doctor?
No.
I fucking hate it here. I love that sounds like a fucking novella.
Wow. That was a journey. Sims. God, I haven't thought about that for a really long time.
It's still going and still highly popular with all these damn modifications, apparently. But I'm like, what am I reading?
What is it?
At first, I got concerned because I skimmed over the word Sims and I read sis, like his sister. And I was like, oh my god, his sister got robbed at a baby shower? And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. Huh? And as a doctor, I'm like, let me reread this because I must have missed something. Because this does not sound like a real life scenario. Or actually, maybe it does in this day and age.
It's certainly possible. I just don't know how probable that is, that doctors stealing from baby showers. Right.
Only to be found that 7 months later
fucking funny,
delivering
though.
A baby.
That is right? Actually really funny.
And I just imagine him watching it because I know you can only interact like, with like
what is he doing with all like that baby Sim. Stuff? Yeah, like what is right? He doing with all of that baby stuff?
And you're just in all the stupid Sims and this dumb language in the background is flailing around. While he's getting robbed while he's pregnant.
I don't know what to do.
I will say your connection is much better this week.
It is.
Yeah, I can see. So I don't know if you know or if it works on your end this way as well, but I can see your name and it tells me how big your bars are. And you think it's like it graphs up and down. And I always know when you're going to glitch out or something. So I'm like, okay, let me wait for them to get caught up.
Yeah, but I don't see any bars on yours.
Yeah, oh, that's so weird. Yeah, it pops up on your name and it'll tell me how many bars you have. So I'm like, oh, he's probably about to like glitch out. Let me pause. But no, you've been good this week.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes the Wi-Fi gods are with us. So what can
I say? Love it. I love it.
I thought this was a, like, I get it. We all use social media in different ways. But we're at a point now where the Dalai Lama, his monk, his personal monk, has over 100,000 followers on social media. And I just think it's weird.
What?
He has that holy people.
He has a smartphone?
Online, right? Updating. Like, I didn't go to his page to even see what the fuck they're updating because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to know. But I know, I get it. Social media is a tool. Lots of people use it, blah, blah, blah. It just struck me as being so.
Is anything sacred anymore? Like, right, exactly. Not even Dalai Lama can be off fucking Instagram? Why?
It's been a little sacrilege to me.
It's so weird. Oh my God.
I had to wrap my head around the need for such a thing. Like, why? I could see fan pages. I could see people, you know, churches that are dedicated, blah, blah. But running his own.
That's so weird.
Because, you know, there's a team behind that, and there's like,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, that's just weird.
It's very odd. Does he even know what's going on with it? Like,
probably not. He probably doesn't even know what it is.
Right? That's so fucking strange. Oh my goodness.
Probably just some kids following him around with camera, iPhones, whatever.
Oh God, not fucking Dalai Lama influencers. Oh my God. Okay, so we all know that O.J. Simpson died last week. And we all know the funny thing about saying that Queen Elizabeth has been reincarnated into Trisha Paytas baby because she died and then the baby was born. Well, guess who else in the influencer world has had a baby? Jake Paul has had a baby. And now he's been trending because everyone's saying, well, welcome back, OJ.
No.
Because what? It happened after OJ died.
That's gross. Oh.
Like, we can't bring back someone like cool, like, welcome back, Whitney Houston. Someone that should still be here with us. Just saying.
Yeah, why?
Right. Oh my goodness. Okay, so I've had a self-reflective moment. This is not like a shady topic. I'm kind of shady myself, I guess. But okay, so you know how people say like once you start diving into things, it can kind of seep into your brain and, you know, can kind of affect you in certain ways.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I need to stop watching these fucking true crime interrogation room like surveillance videos, because if you've never watched one of these, first of all, they're fascinating.
Yeah.
But second,
I watch true crime shit all the time. Yes.
Yes. But it's also weird because the ones that I watch, they have this fucking narrator and they'll pause the video and they'll point out things that people do when they're lying, things that people do when they're trying to cover up a murder, body down to body language, the way that they're sitting, if they're turned like the, I guess the number one giveaway of someone not being honest or being really under pressure is that they'll turn their feet towards the nearest door because it's a signal that they want to get out of the room versus because we're trained to know what to do with our hands,
right,
to kind of maintain composure for the most case. But you're not with your feet. No one ever trains you that. And every fucking time, it's the same damn thing. So now, when I'm having conversations with people, I'm just noticing cues.
Oh, my God.
Because these people who are arrested for murder are not your normal murder people. They're people that, oh, my God, what, that was my neighbor. Oh, what? We went to pottery classes together. How would I ever guess? This guy killed his fucking best friend and his girlfriend, then went off to perform at the local theater that night.
What?
Like, yes! These, so now I'm side-eyeing everyone thinking that they could be the killer.
Mm-hmm.
Based on random body cues and shit, and it's getting in my head, and I need to just take a step back and go back to watching Top Model and other fluff that I was watching on YouTube before, because it has really gotten me, like, overanalyzing the fucking DoorDash delivery driver.
Yeah.
Especially after you watch so many of them, it really blurs your perception of what someone's capable of and what someone who could be dangerous looks like. Because sometimes it's an 80-year-old fucking woman that it's like, right. Oh, yeah, she's the one that brings roses to all the children every day. Little did you know that Mildred had a dark secret.
Those children.
Like, it's like...
Oh God, yeah, that actually reminds me, that happened to me one time too, because I was like dating this guy who was very much attached to his phone, and we're supposed to hang out, and like he wasn't responding, and I was like, oh my God, something has happened to him. My ass literally like went, like, I was fully thinking I was gonna find his body and the
fucking, right,
you know, parking garage next to his place or something, you know. So yeah, no, I am insane. He overslept and his phone died. So yeah, it can definitely seep in. You gotta be careful with those true crimes.
But I will say, if for some reason you actually murdered someone, I know exactly what to do in an interrogation room to get us both off. You know damn well I'm going to be helping you hide the body.
Exactly. Oh my God. Whew. I don't have any more topics on my list.
Oh, I have one more.
Yay. Okay.
Okay, so we've been talking about JoJo Siwa and that horrible song of hers.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And then after the show last week, I sent you a text and I said, I fucking knew a title like came from 2010.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Sure enough, no, it is, because it's an old song.
It's an old song.
Yep. That was pitched for Miley Cyrus way back in the day. This is clearly before her evolution.
Yeah.
And was given to this other brand new artist who only had two singles and then she left. When I tell you, striking while the iron is hot, this lady has re-upped her YouTube with her original version video, as well as her second single, that she wanted to be the first single that has a video and a cameo by Betty White, of
what?
All people in the video. Yes! This woman had a whole team behind her. Timbaland, will.i.am is the rapper in the video, right. When you know 2010 was like will.i.am's time.
Right.
So this girl was poised, apparently, to go for amazing things with all the support behind her. But she is now doing interviews, and I say, you know what, girl, good. Leech off of it. Like, good.
You got to. Absolutely.
You're not going to become the next Madonna off of this, but if you can get some extra coins when you weren't coming in before off of JoJo Siwa's back, then I'm just not mad at it. But also, down to the throne, JoJo Siwa, just as she was getting off of her lesbian platform, bisexual Hollywood musical darling Billie Eilish debuted at a Coachella party her new single, and it is gay as fuck. but also very much in her lane. I talked about this last week about how JoJo's is so forced and it didn't have the natural flow of how Britney did her thing. It was very much like, boom, here it is, which works very rarely, actually.
You can't be like, yeah, this is my edgy era, dude. You can't, like, you.
No.
It doesn't work that way. You can't be like, oh, yeah.
It doesn't.
I'm wearing black now. Like, you can't.
Right.
You have to just do it.
Have it organically be you and have it not be forced and don't announce it.
Look, JoJo did get her a million streams, so I guess
she did.
Her.
I mean, the money's not going to stop. But yeah, but Billy's song from the like 45 seconds of the clip that I heard sounds super fucking cute, not try hard at all. Is more on the dancey side because most of her stuff is kind of on the melancholy side. But I was all, now this is how you do a fucking proper transaction. Like, this is how you do a transition. You go from one thing and you have a little bit of what you were doing before, and then you splice it in with a little bit of something else. You don't overkill the ingredient.
Well, I heard JoJo's second song that she's been playing around WeHo is ripped off from a TikTok creator.
Oh, I have not heard that, thankfully.
Yes. So JoJo went around, and I don't know how. How is she getting in these bars? She went around WeHo doing a listening party for her two songs, basically.
Okay.
Yes. As seen on WeHo Daily, people had a lot of feelings about the performance / listening party because it was very unclear what it was because she had a microphone in her hand and at some points it kind of seemed like she was, well, obviously lip syncing along, but then other times where she was just dancing with the microphone nowhere near her mouth, but the song is going. Clearly, like, the microphone is not on. She's not able to talk to the audience. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's just a prop. It's very weird.
I said this joke a couple of weeks ago on Twitter. I'm like, look, Janet Jackson and Britney Spears did not suffer the public scrutiny that they did. That is, one, Justin Timberlake, and two, the public persona.
Mm-hmm.
For you new pop girls to just go ahead and dish the motherfucking headset mic.
Mm-hmm.
Throw in a fucking headset mic. I'm tired of these damn stick mics. Even Tay McRae, who's like the best dancer out of all of them right now, that's blowing up. And everyone's claiming that she's the new Britney. She's not. But she's a great performer and her songs are catchy. But throw on a... She has a fucking stick mic that she... Throw on a headset mic and record some pre-recorded vocals and the parts that you're not able to sing and call it a day.
Right. Well, probably in JoJo's case, it's just going to be... a lip sync all the way through, but yeah.
And that's fine. Throw on a headset mic. Give the illusion of something happening.
Girls, come on.
You're going to be dancing that hard. We don't expect you to sing live.
Take a look at the K-pop boys. Like, what are they doing?
Right? I just don't get it. Like, the template is there for you.
It is.
There for you and has been there for over fucking 40 years at this point. Strap on a motherfucking headset mic and do all the choreography that you want. Take the 20 minutes it takes to record some pre-recorded vocals so that you sound like you're singing live, but you're actually not singing live. And everyone's happy at the end of the day. Why am I not in celebrity management
honestly,
yet? It's like in artist development. I can fix so many things in this industry at this point.
Yeah. People are just getting lazy. Like, I genuinely feel it's just so lazy. And yet, we're supposed to be gagged. And I'm not.
Someone brought that up yesterday. Someone posted like, why don't we have any fucking power ballads anymore? And they posted like Mariah Carey, Celine Dion, Whitney Houston, like in these, because that was what thrived literally for a good 3 decades were giant power ballads. And now we have Adele that comes out of hiding every 8 years with one that will go to number one for a year straight. But I was like, because one, there's no artist development. Two, half these girls don't have the range to be doing any of that. I'm like, and everyone's stuck on having mid-tempos right now that sound like they should be played in Zara or your local TJ Maxx. Like, you're selling H&M themes at this point. Like, no one's invested in a solid, proper ballad that's 6 minutes long. I mean, don't even realize that it is because the damn song is so moving and good. You have these now 2.5 minute long songs that you're like, what the fuck was that? And why did it seem like it was half done and rushed and not finished? Well, because it's not.
All they need is their 30 seconds for TikTok.
That's it. Unless you're with Universal Music Group, then that's just not going on there.
That's the wrong call. Oh my God, we're old men yelling at the clouds at this point. But you know what? Everything does suck.
It does. Sorry.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out our sponsors and our show notes and save some money by using our coupon codes. Until next time,
goodbye.
Bye.